we have seen a couple of people moving in, but there's some interesting works at play here, if you will. Some of the residents, 11 in particular, have requested that the city do tests for radon gas in the homes because of all the dirt and soil that has been upturned through this process. So while some the people that have turned down that request are moving in, there will be 11 different families that will not be moving in probably until Saturday, as they will conduct these tests at around 1 o'clock this afternoon. They take 24 hours. And then once they get the results and get the all clear, hopefully, then those folks will go ahead and move in.
How many families all told were there
that requested the tests? Or
oh, you said there were 11 of them, and a couple others moved out.
I believe there's there were 19 families.
19, okay, yeah.
Total, yeah.
And for those who did come back today, any words of wisdom did they have when they came back?
Well, as you can imagine, very excited. We talked to this couple that has lived on the street for 26 years now. They were very excited to get back. They've been staying in Hunt Valley, and the woman had a commute from Baltimore City of only 4 miles, and now her commute from Hunt Valley was rather long. So she was excited about not having to commute as long anymore, also excited about being able to get their three cats back into their home and try and get back to normal. She did tell me that there was a lot of dust in her home that they would have to clean up, but she was more than happy to clean it up so that they could start to live their lives once again. One interesting thing, though, that she did point out is while they will try to get back to normal, this project is not expected to be completed for another 6 to 8 months. So they will be living literally in a construction zone for those next 6 to 8 months. So not completely back to normal yet, but certainly heading in the right direction.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask you if it looks like everything's back together, but obviously not. So there are a lot of things that still have to be done, and these people are going to have to kind of dodge construction equipment, I guess.
Exactly. Now, the heaviest of the construction equipment is gone, all the pile drivers and everything, but there's still a lot of earth movers out there. They're working on the collapsed part of the street. They have shored up very, very well, and in fact, there's two fences that go along both sides of 26th Street, and there's an open area on the sidewalk where residents can walk, so you can get through now. I think for the next couple of days, though, only residents will be allowed there, and then I believe they will open up that area to the public to walk along 26th Street again. But, yeah, it's definitely still a very active construction zone, still very dangerous. So it's something that folks will have to keep an eye on, certainly when they move back into their homes, that they will be living in this construction area.